Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Housing policy. Micheál Martin said earlier today that the role would be filled by the end of this month and the focus of the role would be to speed up delivery of housing. Sinn Féin, though, have sharply criticised the idea, saying the appointment of a housing czar is absurd and will not bring about change. We're joined by Sinn Féin housing spokesman Eoin Ó Briain, and Eoin, you're welcome. And the Taoiseach saying this idea is aimed at unlocking gridlock, the potential of these big sites all around the country that have barriers like housing and water and electricity. Is it not a good idea to have someone in place to try and unlock those challenges?
Well, first of all, it would be a very good idea to do something to unlock those challenges, but unfortunately the appointment of a housing czar isn't going to do it, no matter how competent that person is. First of all, we have somebody in charge of housing. He's called James Brown and he's the Minister for Housing. And if you look at and if you listen to residential developers on the public and private side, they'll tell you what the delays are. And in the main, the delays are being caused by bad government policy. So the difficulty is if you appoint a housing czar, but in the context of bad housing policy remaining the same, it doesn't matter what he or she does, the same outcomes will take place. And therefore, my big concern is that this is almost like a distraction. The government is trying to deflect attention away from themselves, focus public attention and public ire when things go wrong on the czar. And also then, I worry that this person could end up being a whipping boy for government backbenchers, as is often the case, blaming the czar and this delivery office, which itself is also a problem, for failures which are ultimately government. There is a whole-scale reform.
Lack of accountability would be one of your concerns.
There's a whole-scale reform agenda that's required in the delivery of public and private sector housing. There's also the need for a radical change of policy. The czar won't be able to change any of that. That is on the Taoiseach, the Minister for Finance and the Minister for Housing. And on the basis of the programme for government, and what we've heard from the Taoiseach this morning, for example, or the Minister for Housing to date, there is no actual proposed radical reform of how we deliver social and affordable housing or private housing or increased investment from the public or private sector.
Well,
and on that basis,
a czar
won't fix the problem.
You know, the people voted for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil housing policy, and the czar will be tasked with implementing that policy. But also, the czar will be in charge of what's being called the Strategic Housing Activation Office. Now, this is set up on the back of a recommendation from the Housing Commission. It's going to be made up of professionals from public and private sectors. You're always giving out to the government about not heeding the recommendations of the Housing Commission, and here they are doing it and you're giving out to them again.
Well, first of all, so far on the basis of what we've heard, they're not doing what the Housing Commission recommended. The Housing Commission recommendation number 7 for a strategic housing delivery oversight body is really important. We fully support it, and if the government were to propose that, then I would be here saying it's a good thing. If you actually read the programme for government, what it proposes in the housing delivery unit is actually a group inside the Department of Housing, which will involve predominantly civil servants. It may or may not involve public and private sector housing delivery agents. That has not been finally confirmed yet. But what we don't need is another body within government. There's already too much bureaucracy and too many rows between the Department of Finance and Public Expenditure and Reform on the one hand and the Department of Housing. The proposition of the Housing Commission was to have an independent body underpinned by legislation where you would have those people in control of capital budgets and our utilities, in public agencies as well as public and private sector developers working together on the ground,
well,
delivering those houses.
James Brown told the Sunday Business Post a couple of weeks ago that this is, and I'm quoting, this is not going to be another departmental office. It is going to be external. It's going to be people who are experienced at kicking open those doors to get that delivery.
And here's the problem. If you then compare that to what the Taoiseach said today, he said this unit is going to be located in the Department of Housing, and that's what's in the programme for government. Now, the problem both for you and I, Sarah, is the government actually haven't published what they're going to do and who's going to be on it. And ultimately, look, we'll wait and judge until that. But
okay,
it's still
so if it
kind
was
of
an external office and not going to be within the department, that's something that you'd be happy with, that you'd welcome?
Sinn Féin has proposed as far back as September last year exactly what the Housing Commission recommended, which is an independent body made up of those people, both statewide and regionally and locally, who have control over the capital funds for Uisce Éireann, for the other utilities, for state agencies and public and private sector residential developers, underpinned by legislation that has the power to remove blockages. That is not what is being proposed by government. Now, if the government adopts our proposal and that of the Housing Commission, of course I'll welcome it. But it also needs to be accompanied by a radical change in the way in which both public and private housing is delivered in this state and the levels of investment by government in social and affordable housing. Only this week we've had the Minister for Housing reduce funding for and impose significant restrictions on a vital homeless prevention scheme, the tenant in situ scheme. Local authorities around the country
addressed that this morning, saying that it needed to be changed because it needed to be more targeted. It wasn't hitting the right
people. Can I say this? Go and try and find anybody in the local government sector or homeless charities who works on the front line of homeless services who agrees with the government. They have all said this is the wrong approach and it will result in increased levels of homelessness. That makes absolutely no sense. You don't cut funding and impose restrictions on vital homeless prevention measures. You increase the access to those while at the same time increasing investment in public housing, reforming the system through which social and affordable housing are delivered.
Right. Can I ask you finally,
working with SME developers to deliver more private housing, something this government currently still is not talking about.
And the bigger picture, I know that it was only a couple of months ago, seems like a lifetime ago, the general election campaign, Sinn Féin was proposing 300,000 homes over the next 5 years, including 125,000 affordable homes. We have Davy coming out last month saying Ireland needs to build 93,000 homes a year, like way beyond what you were proposing or indeed what the government is proposing.
Well, first of all, our figures are based on the Housing Commission's report, but what we also call for an alternative housing plan, a home of your own, is an independent body made up of the Housing Agency, the ESRI and the CSO to annually update that figure on the basis of the most up-to-date information. It's not helpful when we have all these different reports from these different actors, including industry sources. And therefore, there is a need to update that housing needs demand assessment, as it's called, on an annual basis. But what I will say is the figures in the Davies report are a kind of an upper target or an upper end. I'm still satisfied that the Housing Commission's report of an annual average of at least 60,000 new homes, which is about 20% more than the government's, is where we need to be at. But that does need to be annually updated by independent sources. And the problem at the minute is the government's national planning framework in revised draft is underestimating housing needed it did before.
Okay.
And that means we won't have the relevant level of zoned land, public investment or social affordable housing delivery. We'll be repeating the mistakes of the last government and its failed housing plan.
Thank you very much for joining us. That is Sinn Féin Housing Spokesman Eoin Óibrín.